Hey, America, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have an interesting announcement here about Kamala Harris. Indirectly, she may be doing something that will actually help 50% of all Americans. And you're saying, Kamala is actually doing something for somebody else? I mean, she actually has a specific plan? Yes, with an add-on effect. We're going to cover it for you right here on the Common Sense Show. Again, reminder, the cheat factor is huge. Dr. Jerome Corsi says 33% of all voter registrations are fraudulent due to an algorithm embedded in the computer systems done by the intel agencies. Oh, it's a great interview. You want to check it out. Hey, here's the deal. Here is the deal. Take nine people with you. Drop your vote in the ballot box. Now, don't use the machines. Don't use the post office ballot box. Now, depending on your state, you can't take the votes with you. Some states you can. Know the laws in your state. I'm not telling you to break the law. But get people to vote. Nine other people. That's your number. Nine other people. You have to do this like your life depends upon it, because it probably does. Hey, we are brought to you by this great product right here, the Nanosoma. Oh, I love this. It's a spray. Maintenance dose is five sprays once a day. That's to maintain. But when I was really sick with the strip lung linings, I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. I did five sprays every hour on the hour. You go, weren't you worried about ODing? No, it's completely natural. You can do that when you need to. So, saying, what did it do for you? It reversed the problem by strengthening my immune system. Can do the same thing for you with whatever is going on with you. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, Kamala has a plan that's going to help 50% of Americans. You're saying, oh, I can already hear you. Oh, come on, Dave. That she doesn't have a plan. That's true. This one is kind of evolving from what she has said. And it's really a plan that could benefit people indirectly as a result of her Marxist communist policies. Her woke Marxist communist policies have now come back full circle. She stopped talking about this, and I'll mention it here in just a second that she was talking about this. Oh, America doesn't like this. Now it's back. Now it's back. What am I talking about? Well, wage and price controls. She has started mentioning this again. We are going to stop price gouging. We're going to be the first administration to ever stop price gouging. We're going to bring down the price of food. What? I've said this before. It's a well-known fact. Grocery stores have an average of a 1.5% make markup on their products. Who's price gouging? Now, wage and price controls are in effect in communist countries, Maduro and Venezuela, with Stalinist Russia, North Korea, China. And you know what those people all have in common? Well, besides they live under a Marxist communist tyranny. But do you know what else they have in common? They're skinny. They don't have an obesity issue. Half of our country is obese. But these people aren't. And you're saying, holy crap. Dave's right. Now, how does wage and price controls lead me to the control of obesity? Because if she controls prices in grocery stores, ain't gonna be no food on the shelves, baby. You better be growing your own. You better be growing your own. Of course, we can help you with storable food. Just go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. You can do that. And I think you might want to, because if she gets in, this is what you can charge for chicken. Screw that. I'm not shipping it. There's no profit here. Stores saying, I'm not taking it. There's no profit. She's telling me what I have to charge. And it costs more for me to ship it or receive it in shipping than it does what I can charge the public. And your restaurants will close. And we will have a food shortage problem of epidemic performance. But you know what? Here's the good thing. Until we die of malnutrition, at least we won't be obese. Jump higher, run faster, look better, put your bathing suit on. Wage and price controls, baby. Bring it on, Kamala. That's the only plan she's talking about right now in terms of what she's going to offer the American people that you can actually sink your teeth into. Welcome, all you fat Democrats. You got to be loving this.